I'm continuing to recite the exchanges between Z. Charnel and a friend, T.E.W., T.W., those are his initials. And I am partway through a letter that T.E.W. wrote on November the 10th, 2005. And he says, "As you mentioned in your writing in the quote by Goethe, if I jump in with enthusiasm and start, then the universe will assist. So I want to at least start a number of small personal projects to learn while continuing to work on the bigger ideas. I've considered aquaculture too, and bought some books on it, and tried to find a place to live with a water source on it, but wasn't able to swing that. This place would support a small pond if I built one. I read about the concept of a greenhouse that incorporates a fish tank or a pond for thermal stability, humidity, and for the cooperation of multiple elements working together in complement of each other. I've done some traditional soil organic gardening, but I have not done any greenhouse gardening personally or hydroponic gardening, so I want to experiment with both of those as soon as I can. Here at my place, a 40 by 60 foot enclosed barn, partially insulated with concrete floor that's mostly empty, there is water and electricity there. Inside the barn is a finished 10 by 10 room that's got heat and lights and easy access to water. The back of the barn extends about 20 feet and is open to the south, so it's sheltered. I was thinking I should be able to do some experimenting with hydroponic gardening with this resource. I saw on your website some information, Christine McKenzie Memorial Kit. That's an interesting concept to me because sometimes something very simple would be a good thing for the Indians to start with, since it doesn't take a lot of cost or resources to get started. I might like to build one of these setups and try it out as well if there were more details available. It has a statement at the bottom, diagrams and further instructions to follow, in the original text. So perhaps there is additional information on how to construct this device. Yes, I'd be interested in learning to sprout, since that's a good skill, not only to eat sprouts, but also to get starter things going to transplant in the gardens. I see you have a document with some information on building a sprouting chamber on your website. I wasn't sure I visualized what this setup looked like without a drawing. The parabolic reflector was new and interesting. I've already played around with sonic bloom music some, and I read in Peter Tompkins' Secrets of the Soil, I think it was, that bird song actually helps open the stomata on the leaves of plants and helps them grow more rapidly due to the frequency and intensities the birds produce in spring. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the songs the Hopi sing have harmonics in them that do the same thing with the corn. I'm also checking into a local greenhouse here to see if I can perhaps volunteer some time there to learn a bit of their view of a commercial operation. With kind regards, T.W. And Z responds, subject of his document is the same title, Unusual Shift of a Subject, written on Thursday, November the 10th, 2005. Dear T.W., rather than take on the series of issues you present, I'm going to address another subject, context. Have you read the three volumes of David Wilcock's writings that are posted at Ascension 2000 for free downloading? In particular, the third text, 1, Shift of the Ages, 2, The Science of Oneness, and 3, The Divine Cosmos. In chapter 8 of the third volume, he discusses the change in the sun's magnetic energy level since 1901, 230%. He recites the changes that are occurring in every one of the planets in the solar system. Conventional agriculture is less and less feasible as we continuously increase the sun's energy level and have more and more turbulent weather. The year of threshold intensities is 2012, that is not too far away. We face very high wind levels, very high precipitation intensities, and erratic solar energy levels. I began in 1973 to develop the controlled environment cropping system. I started with 7 small 8.5-foot by 12.5-foot greenhouses. I changed the glazing in those greenhouses and closed the ventilation. I grew 4 levels of crops in those greenhouses using supplementary lighting. The price of oil had just escalated. Scotland lost its whole greenhouse industry due to the cost of oil. I was replacing that industry with feasible cropping efficiencies. The value of the crops was high because I could vary the time of year for flowering, setting, and ripening. I could obtain 3 or more crops per year using auxiliary lighting, chronochrome. We have some of those fixtures still in our basement right now. We accelerated sprouting. We reduced the space per plant per stage of growth. We used hexagonal close-pack packing, planting patterns. This has all been researched to a very high degree. Of course, you are free to duplicate my mistakes, but I would spare you that. Agriculture is not really feasible now. We have come to the point of needing a symbiotic ecology in our cropping. We choose to live where we are because we are in the midst of 4,000 lakes within a 50-mile radius. We have operated an aquaculture facility raising tilapia. We doubled the biomass of the aquatic plants. Every 23 days, we converted human waste into pipeline-quality methane in as few as 2.5 hours. We have thousands of pages of course material already published and taught, approved by the Ministry of Universities and Colleges in Ontario, and paid for at one time. We taught 13 courses. We produced 1 square meter of cropping space in 25 seconds with the automated equipment we had. Greed and ignorance destroyed it and prevents it from happening now. Have what you use and use what you have. I turn 70 years old in a few weeks. I have a wonderful marriage. I write every day. I share with my fabulous wife in sessions we have every day. I share with such as you by emails. I now cast my attention upon a much larger scheme, no more faith in the means, rather faith in the source. I hope you are interested in that undertaking. Your friend, Z. And T.W. writes back on November the 11th, 2005, the subject regarding allies and sprouting. I'm sorry, this is from Z to T.W., allies and sprouting. Dear T.W., thank you for your very thoughtful and detailed inventory of undertakings. Start with sprouting and understanding germination. Obtain some pure cotton cheesecloth. Obtain the largest embroidery hoop you can find. Put the cheesecloth in the embroidery hoop. Obtain a sunbeam humidifier, the kind with a spinning cone. Obtain some barley seeds. Obtain a 4-foot fluorescent lighting fixture. I will send a photo of the kind we have. Perhaps we could send you one from here. Obtain a high-frequency ballast for 4-foot fluorescent tubes. Obtain agrolights, formerly made by Westinghouse, but bought out by Philips. Obtain some blue fluorescent tubes. Combine these in a ratio of 3-to-1 agrolights to blue. Obtain the kind of a clock used to control street lights, which have a progression built in. Please proceed to part 5.